Retirement, what a great time to be alive. For many people, it's the reward of a lifetime of dedication and hard work. It's an exciting season full of possibilities, but also has its challenges. Knowing how to prepare financially and handle the complexities of retirement income can be a tricky road to navigate. This is Your Line to Retirement with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, everyone. It's Kevin Alexander at Your Line to Retirement. Thank you for joining us today for this week's podcast. And we're going to call this week's podcast, Is Your Retirement Plan Acting Like My Dishwasher? Is your retirement plan acting like my dishwasher? Now, those of you who are familiar with myself, Kevin Alexander, and Your Line to Retirement, you'll realize that we try to make money fun. And on the podcast, I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of financial data and research and all of that jazz that will put somebody to sleep and make them drive off the road. If you're listening to this going down the road, you can listen to our podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Spotify. We're out there on everywhere. You can go to our website, yourlinetoretirement.com, and you can click In the Press. And there you can read our latest newsletters and listen to our most recent podcast. Life's supposed to be fun. Life's supposed to be enjoyable. And that's what's crazy about this coronavirus stuff is the news media and some of the politicians got people so scared that they're afraid to breathe. They're afraid to take two steps in front of the other with thinking they may collapse. Now, we got to be smart. We got to listen to all the health experts and politicians that are trying to help us with social distancing and all that stuff. But folks, we still got to live. America's got to get back to work. I know the $1,200 stimulus was like a shot in the arm to people, but at the end of the day, we got to get back to work. We got to get back to doing what America does. That's work hard, being productive, saving money for retirement. And it's just crazy days we live in. I think it might be time America cry out to God Almighty, ask for His help, ask for His forgiveness for how we've forsaken Him over the last several decades. But you're listening to Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement. Here we talk about money. We talk about common sense solutions since 1998. Yeah, 1998. There for a minute, I had a senior moment, had forgotten when I started in the business. Since 1998. I've helped people just common sense, you know, simple strategies. Money only works so many ways. There's only so many things you can do with it. And we talk about the rule of 100, how you ought to have a good foundation of safe money in your account. Just like when they put a house together, they build footers, they put a foundation in. Your money's no different. And then only put the amount of money in the stock market that you're willing to play with, that you're willing to see the account balance go up and down. And just simple stuff. It's not rocket science. Where people get in trouble in retirement is they start to spend too much money, or they put all their money in the stock market, and they get nervous when we live in days like we do today. So what I tell people, you control your spending. I'll control that you don't have too much money, if any, in the stock market, and we'll be in good shape. You can live the retirement you always dreamed of, and that's what we've done since 1998. And just recently, in the last year or so, I brought in a partner to work with me as well, T.W. Bess. He works in our Radford office, so if you know T.W., give him a shout-out. He's at 641-1905, 641-1905. Check out TW. As I've said in other podcasts, I only hang out with top-notch people. I don't hang out with dull pencils. I don't want to be a dull pencil myself. I want to be a sharp pencil. I want to hang out with sharp pencils. That's a biblical principle. Iron sharpeth iron. And I want to be iron in my life. I want to be an encouragement to people. I want to be an encouragement to you. I want to be encouragement to anybody I deal with that I can help them with the retirement planning. I'm not going to sell you anything. The last thing I want to do in my life is be sold something. And the last thing I'm going to do to you is try to sell you something. You know your situation better than anybody else. And you know your situation better than me. And what I do is try to coach people along and say, here's your options you have. Here's the pros and cons to them. You pick what you're comfortable with. My name's Kevin Alexander. You're listening to Your Line to Retirement podcast. You can hear us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and other places. You can also go to our website at any time, yourlinetoretirement.com. You can get all the podcasts listed right there. If you go up in the top right corner in the press, you can get all the old podcasts that we've done in the past and our most recent podcasts as well. Also, like us on Facebook, Your Line to Retirement, and we also shoot out the podcast there as well, and any other pertinent information that is happening in the world that we think may benefit you. Keep life simple. What's happening these days with the coronavirus is life has become somewhat complicated. People don't know where to go. They don't know what to do when they get there. They don't know if they should wear a mask, not wear a mask. They don't know if they should breathe. I was in the grocery store the other day, and this lady had a mask on, and she looked at her husband, and he also had a mask on, and she took her mask off. She said, I can't breathe under this thing. And I thought to myself, you're wearing the mask to stay alive, and you're going to end up dying of suffocation because of the mask. So it just people do different things. Ain't no right, wrong. Do whatever you're comfortable with. And we're going to get through this and we're going to be fine. But when it comes to your money, what's happened to a lot of people is the stock market has been doing really well the last several years. And a lot of people, a lot of seniors put a lot of their money in the stock market. And people ask me all the time, why don't people know about the safe money options that you offer, Kevin? Because most of my seniors' money, if not all of it for most of my clients, is in safe money vehicles where they can't lose a dime when the market goes down. And it gives them a lot of peace of mind, lets them sleep at night. They don't get rich on the good years. You know, they're not out in their front yard doing a backflip or out in their backyard jumping on the trampoline with the big signs telling people how much money they make. But they get to sleep at night because they know they're not losing any during days like today. But what a lot of people do, and they don't know about the safe money options, because if you watch television, if you watch Fox News Business or CNBC or CNN Financial or something like that, all they talk about is stock market. All they talk about stocks and bonds and mutual funds and it going up and down and sideways and all that good stuff. And then you watch that on television, and then you get it in your car and you go out to the store or you go to the mall. And every time you turn around, on every corner, there's a bank. So what most people know in our society is banks and stock market, because that's all they hear about and that's all they see. Well, since 1998, I've been providing a lot of safe money options to people where they can't lose their money. And you don't have to go to the bank to get it. A lot of stockbrokers don't offer them. And what I found is during 2001, when the trade towers were hit, September 11, 2001, in 2008, when we had the mortgage crisis, and now in 2020 with the corona crisis, people aren't calling me wondering what's going on with their money. Because we built a foundation. We did common sense stuff. It's not real difficult. If you work 30 or 40 years, I don't understand why people work 30 and 40 years and save all their money into a 401k or to an IRA or some type of pension plan that they've received from their company. Why you'd want to put that at risk? Now think about this. What if you retired in January? Stock market's been booming, so you've kept all your money in the 401k stocks, and you retire in January, and you just lost a third or 20 or 25 or 30% of what you worked for 40 years, and 30 days you lost that much money. Well, that's enough to drive a sane man crazy. And that's what you got to be careful of. And the question is, on today's show, as you listen to Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement, yourlinetoretirement.com, like us on Facebook at Your Line to Retirement. My phone number is 540-381-4033, 540-381-4033. My good friend and partner, T.W. Bass, is in our Radford, Virginia office. He's at 540-641-1905. If you know T.W., give him a call. He can help you with your retirement savings as well. Is your money working as hard as my dishwasher works? Now, my house, we got six kids. Four of them are teenagers now. And a few years ago, we implemented a second dishwasher. Sometimes I think we do more dishes than Cracker Barrel does. We got a big dishwasher, and then we got one of those smaller dishwashers. So we got two dishwashers. And I'm going to take a stab at this thing here. I would say our dishwashers run probably three times each a day. Each dishwasher runs three times a day on average. Now, with the coronavirus and the kids' school being finished for the year, we're eating a good two meals, sometimes three meals a day at our house. Eight people times three meals, 24 meals a day. That don't count one of those teenagers walking in between meals and getting them a snack or a drink on the side, if you know what I mean, if you've ever had children. They're not afraid to go in there and sneak in a cookie or a piece of cake. My wife's famous for making dessert. She's a great cook. And what we've done during these days is we've asked the kids, if we could go out to eat today, where would you want to go? And they'll tell us. They'll give us a restaurant. They'll give us some other place that we normally go to when we go out to eat. And then my wife will make that dinner. So let's say they say Cracker Barrel. We like to get the chicken fried chicken at Cracker Barrel. You get a bunch of sides with it. We always ask them for extra biscuits. You know what I'm saying? We got eight people there. And the waitress or waiter is always like, anything I can get for you as I go to put your order in. And I always raise my hand and say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. You can load us up with some of those biscuits if you'd like. And we'll just munch on those a little bit before the real food gets out here. I probably could live off those biscuits, to be honest with you. I'd weigh about 450 pounds and wouldn't be able to sit in the chair I'm sitting in now. But boy, those biscuits would be good. Throw some grape jelly on them, apple butter, strawberry jam, whatever you like. Throw them on there. And boy, they taste good. So if we tell my wife one night, you know, if we could go out to eat tonight, we go to Cracker Barrel, we get that chicken fried chicken. Well, what she will do then, she will make the chicken fried chicken at the house. She'll look it up online, you know, Cracker Barrel's recipe or Five Guys recipe or Panera Bread's recipe, whoever. She'll make some good orange chicken. I like her orange chicken's a lot better than one at Panda Express. I'll just be honest with you. That's no dig to Panda Express. That's just a compliment to my wife's orange chicken. But what happens is when you fix three meals a day, or you eat three meals a day and you got eight people, you got a lot of dishes. And during these days of the coronavirus, be honest with you, we probably could implement a third and fourth dishwasher. But right now we got two, and those dishwashers run all the time. And if those dishwashers could talk, I probably could make a reality show or a movie on my dishwashers talking, and it could be quite comical. If my dishwashers could talk, about 2 months ago when all eight of us were there all day, they would probably start screaming out, what in the world is going on? Why in the world am I running all the time? I'm wore out. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Stop throwing dishes in here. Stop throwing glasses in here. Stop throwing pots and pans in here. And leave me alone. My dishwashers could talk. They would say, give me a day off. Our dishwasher never takes a day off. Our dishwasher never takes a day off. And he works all the time, both of them. And they don't get paid overtime. And they're going to wear out before they rust out. My mom asked me that one time. She said, Kevin, you're going to wear out before you rust out. You like your granddaddy. I said, yes, ma'am. That's what I want to do. I want to wear out before I rust out. And I ask you today, is your retirement plan doing the same thing? Or is the money in your retirement plan saying, leave me alone and give me a day off? Quit making me go up and down, up and down, up and down. Because if you got all your money or the majority of your money in the stock market in the last 30 days, that money's gone up a whole bunch, down a whole bunch, down a whole bunch, down a whole bunch, up some, down a whole bunch, up some, down a whole bunch. You get the drift. But it is changing. If you watch the, if you watch television or listen to the news, every day this stock market is all over the place. And here's the thing, folks. Let's be honest about it. Nobody knows what's going to happen to it. All those talking heads on TV can say what they want to. They got no idea. If they knew, they would sell the formula. But what we want to do at Your Line to Retirement, as you listen to Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement, yourlinetoretirement.com, like us on Facebook at Your Line to Retirement, give me a call, 540-381-4033. T.W. Bess is in our Radford office, 540-641-1905. You can give him a call as well if you know T.W. Super guy. I don't partner up with people who don't have the highest level of integrity. And T.W., beyond a shadow of a doubt, falls into that category. But what we do at Your Line to Retirement is we want to make sure your retirement plan is not working like Kevin Alexander's dishwasher is during the coronavirus. You've got to have some peace of mind, folks. You got to have a foundation. There's a reason my phone's not ringing off the hook. I would not want to be a stockbroker right now. Their phone line is probably jammed up. But you got to have some safety in your money. And that's what we do for me. I've been doing it since 1998. Have helped thousands and thousands of people. Have held thousands and thousands of meetings. Doing a lot of meeting on Zoom video conferencing now. Due to the virus, we got all capabilities. So if you want to call us and meet, but you don't want to come in the office, we can do it over video. I'll be glad to review your stuff. We do it at no charge. We review your stuff at no charge. I only get paid by companies if I do business with somebody. But here's the kicker. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. TW is not going to try to sell you anything. We are going to walk you through. We're going to coach you through your options, and you're going to pick which ones you like best for your situation. You just got to make sure in retirement that your retirement plan doesn't work like my dishwasher. Your retirement plan needs a break. Your money needs to settle down. You need some money that's earning interest but isn't going up and down and up and down and up and down like the roller coasters of the stock market. Now, how much goes in safe? How much goes in the market? That's what we meet for. It may be 100-0. That may be what you want. It may be 50-50. It may be 70-30. You pick how much you want to play with in the stock market, because at the end of the day, that's what you're doing. And because people say, how do you say that? I say, you have no idea how much money you're going to have in there tomorrow. So you're just playing with it. You're hoping it goes up, but you have no idea. So give us a call at Your Line to Retirement, 540-381-4033. Again, my name is Kevin Alexander. T.W. Bess is in our Radford office. And we will help you know what your options are. Then you will help yourself make the decisions. And then we'll service your accounts. And we'll coach you along the way. As better ideas come out in the future, once you're a client of ours and you're in our Your Line to Retirement family, we share with you the new ideas that have come out, and you get to enjoy those. We take care of you. We're independent advisors. So that's why you don't ever hear me talking about companies and all that. I'm not married to one company or one product or any of that stuff. We do what's best for the client. I work for the folks in the file cabinet. We would love to look at your situation, your retirement plan, your IRAs, your 401ks, to see if we could help you, to see if it'd be a good fit. And if it is, and it would be, we would love to have you become a client and join the Your Line to Retirement family and become a member of our file cabinet where we take care of you. I've lost like 3 clients in 20 years, like 3 senior clients in 20 years because we try to take care of people. They become part of our family. We do appreciation events. We have fun. We enjoy the process. But one of the ways we can enjoy it is because my clients' retirement plans are not working like my dishwasher. I want to thank you for listening today to Your Line to Retirement podcast. Visit our website at yourlinetoretirement.com. Like us on our Facebook page at Your Line to Retirement. Or give us a call, 540-381-4033. Thank you for listening today. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
thank you for listening to this episode of Your Line to Retirement. For more information, call Kevin at 540-381-4033 or visit yourlinetoretirement.com. Licensed insurance professional, respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. Kevin Alexander or anyone associated with Your Line to Retirement does not give any legal or tax advice. Managed money accounts and investments are offered solely through Alexander Advisory Services, LLC.